Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes from Time for You. Thank you for joining me again today. Today, I thought I'd share with you something that it's a memory that I recalled a couple days ago and from my childhood. And it was a funny little story back then that my family used to tell. But over the last couple of days, as I've recalled what happened, and given more thought to how that whole little story can become a powerful analogy for where I am in my life and maybe where you are too in some certain circumstances. We had a large piece of property with a big old farmhouse, and it was built before the Civil War, so it wasn't the most modern place, but it was filled with fun and love and lots of memories. So my dad used to like to go hunting, and we always had hunting dogs. The runt of the litter was always our pets. And there were four of us children, and usually each one of us had a hunting dog. This particular hunting dog, I don't even remember the dog's name, but every time we would leave, we would tie the dog to his leash or his chain. We would tie him out back with water and food in a shaded area, and we would tie the end of the chain to the leg of a above ground oil tank that was behind our house that was where we got heat for our house. And so it was kind of the kids' responsibility, each one of us, when we were getting ready to go. And usually things were kind of confused with four kids, as you can imagine. And our parents would say, "Did you tie up the dog?" And so this particular day, we drove in. And the way the driveway was situated for the house, we would come up to the front of the house. We had a long dirt lane, and we'd come up to the front of the house. And then that's where most everybody parked, in front of the house. But we also had a little driveway that went around to the back that went into the door that led to the kitchen. And that's where that oil tank was. And that's where we kept the dog when we would leave. And so we drove up that day after being gone for several hours and drove around to the back of the house. And there was the dog sitting, waiting to greet us. And he wanted to come to the car to greet us. And he was wagging his tail and yipping and jumping, but he knew his leash wasn't long enough to allow him to come out to meet us where the car was. So he just couldn't wait until we got out of the car and came to him where he was so that we could pet him. Well, guess what? The end of his leash had not been hooked to the leg of the oil tank. He had the chain attached to his collar, but he was totally free, had been totally free the whole time we were gone to go anywhere his heart desired, because the end of his leash was not attached to anything. Now, it was a funny story. You know, my dad kind of remarked that not only was he the runt of the litter, he was probably the dumbest one of the litter, because he didn't realize that his leash or his chain was not attached to anything. And we laughed about that. And we loved the dog. And so we took him in. And as far as I know, the dog never knew that he missed his chance to go free and roam through the woods like he would love to do. So here's the analogy that I've been struck with the last couple of days. I have some goals that I've been trying to meet. I have some goals that I have been intending to meet. I have some goals that I've been hoping to meet. Notice my words: trying, intending, hoping. It's almost like I'm that little dog with the chain around my collar, and I'm allowing myself to believe that my chain is attached to something at the other end, when in truth, it's not. I am as free to achieve my goals as my dog was that day many years ago when he didn't realize that his leash was not attached to the leg of the oil tank. And so instead of trying, hoping, and intending to meet my goals, I'm going to meet them because I know I am not tethered to anything. I am not tethered to anything except in my mind. Just like my dog in his mind knew how far he could go on that leash and never realized that it was not attached at the other end. And so the only thing that held him back from exploring the whole world that he wanted to go, where he wanted to go, was his mind. Because he was not tethered. He was free. And so am I. And so are you. So look around. Look around and see that you are not tethered to anything either. Look around and see that you are free to achieve anything you want to achieve in this life. You are free to unleash your creativity and realize all the success you choose to realize. That's all I have for today. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You. Thank you for joining us. Check back again for another podcast. And if you like these little messages, please share them with your friends. Until next time, always remember to take time for you because you are worth it.